Welcome back to Guest House Live. We've got High Kick. Right? They sound good, right?
Yeah, they do sound really good.
Yeah. If you're listening right now, go tell a friend to tune in as well.
Yes.
You don't want to miss this.
See, everyone tell a friend, and then tell that friend to tell a friend.
There you go. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Let's see how many friends we can get.
All right, so let's see here. If you're just joining us, you missed the Italian Market Festival announcement. The poster's up on Guest House Radio's Facebook page, on Connie's Facebook page. And you also missed Liz Corr versus Foxanne. That was excellent band versus band music.
It was.
So,
listen a lot, people.
Yeah, good thing you made it now, because High Kick's about to play.
Yeah.
We got High Kick in studio.
You can't miss this.
Let me turn them on over here. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I should have turned the monitors on so you could hear us better over there. Sorry about that.
We're making do.
Yeah, this is a unique setup for us. We haven't really tried this. It's definitely a unique percussion setup. I'll turn that bottom mic on as well. So if you guys just speak up kind of loud.
Okay.
What do you got going on in percussion over there?
It's a little suitcase with some jingle bells in it.
A suitcase with some
bongos and a cymbal. And then he's got his kick pedal is kicking said suitcase with jingle bells inside of it. Yeah. Yeah, it's getting a pretty good sound.
It does sound good.
It's unusual for us too, so we're getting into it.
So we've had a lot of bands come down here and say this is the first time they've done acoustic. Is this your first time acoustic?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes. Like officially?
I mean, we've been fire pit tested.
Oh,
this is the first radio acoustic session for sure.
Okay, well, fire pit's the real test. So
yeah,
as long as
true.
You pass that,
so you should be fine.
Where are you guys? I mean, you're obviously a Philadelphia band, but whereabouts are you from around here?
West Philly. We rehearse on 51st Street.
Okay.
Represent.
Yeah. We moved into a house down in West Philly about 5 years ago. And, you know, ever since, we've been kind of in that area, so.
Okay. Did you meet in school?
Yeah. A few of us went to high school together, and then we met Rob a couple years ago. When our old drummer got sick of us, so.
Okay, so you guys have been playing for a little while now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like 6-7 years at this point.
The three of us, yeah.
Oh, wow. Always under the name High Kick?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The High Kicks, the High Kickers, you know. Anything affiliate.
We've been called things, not our name. For sure, yeah.
All right. Very cool. I see. I did see one show coming up here. I see you guys seem to play the Fire a lot. It looks like. Is that like a home spot for you? Is that like your main venue?
We've done pretty well there. Yeah, in the past, we did just play there. What was it? Last Friday.
Right. Yeah.
It's a good venue.
And then you got another one coming up, right? May 11th.
No, that was actually Throwback Thursday. That was last
Band. Ah, I see the TBT. Damn it.
Oh, man.
It's such good timing, though. I mean, it was like, this is...
There's 3 years on flyers. That's not my fault.
I know. And this is the time you would announce a May 11th show at the Fire.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like a nice lineup, too. Grizz and...
Yeah, that was a good show. That was bad.
So, what do you have coming up? Any shows coming up to speak of?
We do have the World Cafe Live upstairs. That's April 22nd, I believe. Mm-hmm. It's a weird timing kind of thing. It's afternoon. It starts in like 4, I believe, or doors. There's a bunch of bands playing that. I think it's $10. There's beer being released from what I've heard. So it should be a rowdy time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. We actually saw, I said it earlier in the show, we saw High Kick for the first time at our first Friday showcase in February, and I was really, really pleasantly surprised. I had no idea. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, very cool.
We like playing that venue, too. Connie's is kind of a hometown one for us as well.
Yeah. I guess there's not really like a West Philadelphia venue, is there?
There's a lot of house venues.
Yeah, house
but,
parties.
Yeah, you got to be kind of more of a punk band than we are to really make it in those gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been scraping along.
We played the Mill Creek a couple times, but that's not really our scene either.
Yeah. Blockley was nice. That would have been nice.
We
We played there a few times.
Released our first album at the Blockley. Definitely. That is a great venue. Rest in peace.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I know. That was such a... There's some bullshit behind that one, I'm pretty sure,
yeah,
as to how that went down.
I believe so.
Yeah.
A lot of political stuff from what I understand.
Yeah.
So anyway, High Kick. All right, April 22nd, World Cafe Live, upstairs.
Yeah, other than that, we've been recording, writing. We just set up our basement to start recording, so we should start pouring out some albums pretty soon.
So you guys do it yourselves?
We do now.
It's our first try.
We've done the first two in the same studio, actually, and they're great. Red Planet Sound out in Clifton Heights. Mm-hmm. But we just figured we've given them enough of our money, and we don't really have any money, so
time to do it yourself.
Spending what we do have on ourselves.
Yeah, there you go.
It's hard. Buying studio time really wipes you out as a local band.
Oh, I know. And well, are you planning to do like a full length, or are you in the EP mentality?
We're in the mentality right now. Yeah, Rob wants to do a full length for sure. We're in the mentality right now of working out the kinks in the basement. So I think we're gonna just do all the songs we've got ready, just keep recording, and you know,
yeah,
learn the trade.
Gotcha.
And then eventually maybe an album from it.
Okay.
Yeah, we have so many like backlog songs that we never recorded that we played live. So we're hoping to just get a couple of them.
All right. Excellent. And you said like you need to be a little bit more punk to play some of the shows. What do you guys consider yourselves?
The punks probably hate that I said that. we consider our... Well, it's hard.
It is.
We're actually on Reverb Nation's charts. We're indie.
Okay.
But yeah, I really don't know. I mean, we're jam rock sometimes. We do some folkier stuff. We're definitely switching it up tonight. We kind of rearranged some songs and gave some special versions for it. We like a challenge, and we definitely change ourselves up a lot.
Very cool. All right, well, I'm interested to hear this. Let's see what we got here. This is High Kick, first time acoustic. Let's see how it goes.
The tools don't need a card, and we know the rules. We found the hole that got swallowed by the night. People say that we're not allowed, but me and mine, well, we aren't too proud to occupy what others later read. Grass and the evening dew, two of the things that lead me to
night putting.
Oh,
we're not putting.
No, new poop.
We're not putting.
Okay, did I hear a reference to Naked Putin in there?
No, no, you didn't. Oh. Maybe you did, but the song is called Night Putting. It's actually about putting at night.
Right, I heard that. I thought that was cool, but then the second line in that chorus, I thought you said Nude Putin.
Nude Putin. It's another word for night putting. Slang, so that people around you didn't know that you were going night putting.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't know why that's necessary. Make, but
it just makes a lot more sense than new, out of nowhere. Like,
I'm glad that you explained that to everyone. We think that's normal.
Yeah. All right, excellent. High kick, everybody.
You guys want to do a song about Pete Rose?
Ooh.
Sure.
This is for our buddy Pete.
We're hoping this one goes all the way to the top. Cooperstown. He rose above the rest. He always gave his best. Won't you put him in the hall? Won't you put him in the Hall of Fame? Won't you put him in the hall? 40-56, major league leader in hits. Won't you put him in the hall? Won't you put him in the Hall of Fame? Won't you put him in the hall? Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Short that, and sweet for Pete.
That's awesome. We actually just last week had a long conversation about Pete Rose on air. It's kind of funny that you play that. Because there's a new commissioner, and he put his bid in again, so
yeah,
it might actually happen.
A new verse for that about that, but it wasn't coming together so well.
It was a little, it was a little too R-rated. Bashing. Yeah, it was R-rated as well. Yeah, but we're hoping he hears that song and he lets him into the Hall of Fame.
Well, we'll see if we can help push that towards Pete.
Yeah, let's start that campaign.
Yeah.
Everyone should bet on themselves to win.
Hashtag put them in the hall.
Yeah, and if there is a theme song to that movement, it's right there.
Yeah. There you go.
Excellent. Good.
Very cool. High kick in studio with us. April 22nd, World Cafe Live upstairs. How many guys did you guys want to do? You have plenty of time, and I would love for you to do as many as possible, but it's totally up to you.
Yeah, I mean, we probably have two more. Or three more arrangements.
Sweet.
For these, so.
Okay, let's do it.
This here is a song that usually we play really fast, but we kind of slowed it up for this. Well, Val came over to our Labor Day party. He was hanging out all night, just by himself over there in the corner, about to get in a fight. It's when his wife, E-Hey, just comes over, says, "Val, get your butt in the house." But he pretended he could hear her and he scampered away, just like Gerald the Mouse. He drank the Loco, he's at the back door, he's about to blow. He tried to get in, she wouldn't let him, and now he can't go home.
West Philly weed, with him and Schmitty sitting on the porch. Well, that's all they need. Until one night they're playing pong out back with the girls, and Val started puking in the holes. That's right. He hays out the window yelling at him like a child. There's thorns in that Tokyo rose.
He drank the loco. He's at the back door. He's about to blow. He tried to get in. She wouldn't let him. And now he can't go home. He drank the loco. He's at the back door. He's about to blow. He tried to get in. She wouldn't let him. Now he can't go home. He drank the loco. He's at the back door. He's about to blow. He tried to get in. She wouldn't let him. Now he can't.
Now, these are already existing songs that you guys rearranged?
Yeah.
All right.
That one in particular.
That one especially. Yeah.
They sound so well this way. They sound like they were written, like, around a campfire.
Thank you very much. That one that may have been, yeah. Yeah.
Like, normally that song is like... He drank the logo. He's at the back door. He's about to blow. He tried to get in. She wouldn't let him. Now he can't go home.
That's awesome. It works that way too.
Yeah. You both sound great.
Just wanted to switch it up. I mean, like we said before, we like taking an event and making it a challenge and keeping it fresh for ourselves. That's how you stay a band for 6-7 years.
Yeah, I guess so. That's awesome. All right. Well, if you're just joining us, this is High Kick. You can go to facebook.com/highkickband. And I guess that's the best place, right? Is there...
Yeah, send them to the Facebook.
Send them to the Facebook. Reverb Nation, you can get some samplings, too.
Yeah, Reverb Nation as well.
Yeah, it's just /highkick on Reverb Nation. Number three indie jam rock, indie folk from Philadelphia.
Coming at you live, the number three indie jam rock.
USA Today poll.
Donald Trump's number three favorite band.
We were just sued now, yeah.
And it's at High Kick Music on Twitter as well.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
So I think we got one more. You guys want to do that last one?
All right, let's do it.
Which is what?
Deal with a Friend.
Okay. I remember now. This one, actually, we've only played once, so this is kind of a brand new...
Little debut.
World premiere. Dun, 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 dun. Have died and gone to heaven. Well, at least that's what they call it, but to me it looks like hell.
Oh, shit.
I've been drinking since 11:15. If I do take that plunge into the great wide forever, rest assured I'd feel safe with you by my side. For a time you were mine, but now you say never. And I'm dying to be your lover. And I'm dying till the end. Oh, I'm dying to be dying in your arms once again. And I tried to make you love me. And I tried to make amends. I had dreams for a wife, but I'll deal with a friend.
Awesome. Very, very cool. High kick. You guys should do this more often, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah, we'd love to do it again.
Yeah. I mean, here, just anywhere, you should, you know, do a whole tour of the acoustic version.
Not just around the campfire.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, more often.
You're right.
Very, very cool. So, I guess you guys don't really have, like, a time frame yet. For the new release, it's probably too soon for that.
Definitely too soon. But like we said before, if you hit us up on Facebook and Reverb Nation, we'll keep you very well informed.
It's imminent.
There you go.
You can look us up on YouTube too. High Kick Tube, if you look it up.
High Kick Tube on YouTube.
We've got some some musicals and some music videos and stuff like that. It's pretty wild.
Perfect.
Check it out.
All right. Actually, we're starting up a new YouTube show on Tuesday nights. That's going to be a live show, like live stuff happening in here, pre-recorded segments and music videos, like interweaved. So I'm definitely going to grab, you know, some of them if that's okay, and add it in there.
Please do.
Cool.
This is a really cool setup you guys got down here. We're big fans of what you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to work with High Kick a little bit more if possible. Because I loved what I saw live. At Connie's, this was awesome. So thank you guys.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for having us. Real fast, I just want to give a shout out to R. Parmesan if you're out there.
R. Parm, yeah. Cincinnati R. represents.
R. Parm, all right. Well, if R. Parm missed it, this will be all in the podcast tomorrow morning. Excellent. So don't worry, R. Parm. You'll hear your shout out. Jason joining the conversation. Hello, Jason. All right, so I guess let's take a break. Let's do another, let's do one more High Kick track here. Would you guys prefer It Could Be Great, Kara, or Kara? Which one?
Kara is the name of it, yeah.
All right, Kara, Mistaken, or My God, Oh My God, Oh My God?
Kara. Yeah, play Kara, we'll keep it in this mood.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll do one track, we'll be right back. Oh,
just can't seem to find the words. Let's have another cigarette, he said. Well, it's days like today I'll never forget. Begin again. I always knew that I came, just never knew when. It's time to be a better man. It's time to be a bigger man. It's time to stop talking.
Welcome back to Guest House Live. If you're just joining us, then you missed High Kick. Jason, I think you missed a lot
shame
of High
on
Kick.
You.
You just got here at the end. Yeah, you missed
shame,
a lot.
Shame.
You missed the announcement of the Italian Market lineup. You missed Liz Coor versus Foxanne, excellent band versus band, and an in-studio acoustic performance from High Kick, which was awesome. But you can listen to it on the podcast tomorrow.
Yes. So you're forgiven if you listen to it on the podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you to everybody who did listen live. Appreciate it. All right. Now, I have some music news that we have to go over. I have one more thing in entertainment news that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
And then this doesn't fit anywhere.
Yeah.
Citizens Bank Park is going to be adding metal detectors, but they're going to be also adding wine and hard liquor.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that part. I didn't hear the metal detector part.
I like how they both go together. Like, we're going to add wine and hard liquor, but we're also adding metal detectors.
But the metal detectors need
Why? I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, I guess it's inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. Like, because wasn't there a thing? I don't know if I just heard this or if it's like a real thing or not. But because too many people were getting like too drunk, didn't they like start a thing where they stopped serving anything by like the seventh inning?
Yeah, I mean, for years, I don't know when they started that, but it's for as long as I've been going to games, it's been they stop at the seventh inning.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're just going to give more. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it gives more variation for people, but...
Yeah, it seems strange, though. The hard liquor seems strange. And I imagine it would be, like, $17 for, like, a Jack and Coke.
It's going to be ridiculous, because, I mean, it's already ridiculous to get, like, a cheap, crappy beer.
Yeah. I remember I went to... My dad got tickets for Kranz and I to... He got free tickets, and he didn't want to go, so he gave them to me. It was... really, really good seats when the Yankee Stadium just opened.
Oh, okay.
The new one, it was, you know, I think they were playing Texas Rangers. And we sat down, we were like right on the third base line, like really up close, really nice seats. And there was a menu in the back of every seat. And it was like sushi, it was any like hard liquor you can imagine. We could have gotten scotch on the rocks if we wanted to.
Oh, gosh.
I mean... It's a baseball game. You're supposed to have hot dogs and beer.
Exactly, yeah.
What are you doing?
I know. Yeah, get a pretzel maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's insane. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. They've had metal detectors at football games forever.
I know, yeah. I feel like that's like, well, you get like patted down anyway when you go in.
Yeah.
And get like your bags get searched and stuff when you go into the stadium anyway, so...
Yeah.
It won't be too much of an inconvenience, except for those people who are packing when they're going into the baseball games. You know?
True. And with 3D printers now, you could just make it out of plastic or wood.
Yeah.
If you really wanted something
exactly.
in there. All right. So music news really fast. This, we talked about this yesterday or the day before, I think Tuesday, Tidal. Did you see that? It's yet another streaming service.
Oh, okay.
It's just like Spotify and Pandora and Rhapsody and Django and Beats and
everything.
Like a thousand other.
Keep going on and on.
Yeah. But Tidal has a nice commercial with 1,000 celebrities in it, so everyone loves it, I guess.
Okay.
It's Jay-Z's thing, which is also why everyone loves it.
Gotcha.
But Jay-Z mentioned today that he no longer has a record deal and he opts to release music exclusively through Tidal. So I guess if you're a Jay-Z, if you're a Jay-Z fan, you're already getting Tidal.
Yeah, probably.
But
I think so.
The fact that he's now an independent musician is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still always going to be the mainstream, like, record deal, record companies. But I think if all the big people like Jay-Z are like, I'm going to do it independently, it might... open up doors. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's maybe.
Weird. I don't know.
All right. Now, a couple things in entertainment news that need to be discussed, and then we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg's going to produce a Boston Marathon bombing movie for CBS Films.
Why?
I don't know. Oh my god, that is really weird looking.
That is a weird one.
I just looked at the chat room. Oh, Even Man Out. So I didn't see Even Man Out in there. Hello, EMO.
But like, it's a really good, like, it fits so well. Like, not like fits so well, but it's a really good, it doesn't look too out of place.
Is Phelps' head really that small? Like, it looks too small. It does fit, but I think that's his real chin.
Yeah.
And his real ears.
Yeah.
That's weird. Oh my goodness. He's got a woman's belly button or something like that. I thought that was a girl when I was going to scroll up.
Yeah, we went going up.
Anyway, man, I can't get this out of my throat. Mark Wahlberg and a bunch of other people will produce Patriots Day, a movie chronicling the events of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. No director or actor is attached yet. Wahlberg's considering coming on board. It's based on the account of Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
Okay.
Matt Charman is writing the screenplay, and Nicholas Nesbitt will executive produce.
Right.
I don't know. The announcement came Tuesday as the defense rested its case in the trial of, I never knew this guy's name, the guy that's on trial.
Yeah.
It begins with a D-Z-H-O-K-H-A-R. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah.
They're going to sound ridiculous. Patriots Day is the second Boston Marathon bombing movie project that's in development. Jesus.
Really?
Fox had acquired the rights to Boston Strong. So, okay. Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was a big demand for Boston Marathon bombing.
I guess so.
Movies.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously it was a humongous tragedy and it was like awful. like what happened. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like how can you turn that into like a 2-hour long movie?
Well, I wonder if they're going to at all address the fact that so many people think that it was a false flag operation.
Yeah.
I wonder if at all they're going to, you know, that the guys that they pinned apparently weren't possibly not involved.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, they're like, I didn't really have an opinion one way or the other on that.
Yeah.
But I did see some things that were like, that's hard to deny. Like, there's pictures after the fact of that guy that I can't pronounce his name still wearing his backpack. And they show close-ups of that backpack with, like, this white square on it.
Uh-huh.
And his didn't have a white square on it, but those guys with the Punisher hats, you know, that I forget what they're called.
Yeah,
but they're like military for hire or whatever.
Uh-huh.
They had white squares all over their backpacks. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's really, I just don't know what to believe.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know.
You never know the truth about anything.
Yeah. Like, what were those guys doing there? Why were they there?
Why were they there?
Why were they surrounding that area?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Oh, there's Mark Wahlberg in the chat room. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Do we have anything else?
I have one more that's like a weird one, like kind of going with that, like weird people being involved in something that's not really what they should be.
Okay.
And also, again, this also falls into people thought it was an April Fool's joke, but it's not. Apparently, it's super real. That Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig are... they secretly filmed a Lifetime movie called A Deadly Adoption. So it's like not a comedy.
It's
and
real?
It's a Lifetime movie, and this is a real thing, apparently, that actually is happening.
It's almost like a really, really serious joke. Like,
yeah.
Like a lot of time and effort put into a really weird joke.
Yeah, but apparently, I was trying to look, but apparently this is an actual real thing, and it's like a thriller Lifetime movie that they are both going to be starring in that you would not think that they would star in that at all.
That's so weird.
Yeah. It's basically, it says, in the thriller TV flick, Ferrell and Wiig will star as a married couple who welcome a pregnant woman into their home in hopes of adopting her unborn baby. And then it says, of course, things don't go as planned. And then that's where like the deadly part comes in. That's what it says. But yeah. So we'll see. Yeah.
All right. Well, as long as we're talking really weird stuff like that, this isn't an April Fool's Day joke either. And this will be the last one, I promise. And we're going to wrap things up and get out of here.
Yeah.
The original Adam West and Burt Ward, Batman and Robin of the 60s, or whatever, that Batman show, they're reprising their roles as Batman and Robin for their 50th anniversary film.
What?
They are old and gigantic. Burt Ward is huge.
What?
How can he play Robin?
What?
He cannot get in that Robin outfit.
How can they run? Like, don't they, like, cheesily run in, like, in front of fake green screens? It's, like, how is that going to be a thing?
Oh, my God. It's going to be... it's a 90-minute feature film. Oh, it's animated.
Okay,
oh, I
animated.
Didn't see that. Jesus Christ.
Okay,
thank God.
Good. Literally, you're just going to voice it. All right.
Okay.
That works.
Fine.
Oh, wow.
Fine. Okay.
Oh, if not, that would have been awful. Just an old, what is it, just going to be like, they're like pre-retirement days, what happens when Batman and Robin retire?
Like, yeah, it would be such a sad movie, it would ruin kids' childhoods forever, for years and years to come.
Oh, that would be awful.
I mean, look at them there.
Oh, man.
Look at that, you can't, especially after what was it, Family Guy did to Adam West? Like, that's just how I think of Adam West now.
That's true, yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. All right, anyway. Oh, I didn't even see Dell in there. Hello, Dell. He snuck in and out.
Yeah, they just snuck in.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. One more time, thank you to Rombom for coming by, announcing the Italian Market Festival lineup, and Liz Core and Foxanne, and, of course, High Kick for coming in. That was excellent.
Yes.
And, in fact, we're going to end with High Kick again. My God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Why not?
Why not?
Why not? All right, so then it's going to be Request Away for the rest of the night. Guesthouseradio.com/request. If there's something you want to hear, just put it in there. There's only a couple rules to that request. It won't go through if, let me see. You get 4 requests every 20 minutes, no more than 10 a day. And it won't play the same artist. If an artist already played in the last 2.5 hours. So, for example, you cannot request High Kick or... or Liz Corr or Foxanne because we've played all those bands in the last 2.5 hours. Unless you wait until like 11 o'clock and then you should probably be good. So, anyway, so use that for the rest of the night, please. And use the thumbs up and thumbs down buttons, because you can really affect the top 10 countdown. If you like something, let us know. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back tomorrow live from Connie's Rick Rack for the first Friday showcase.
Yes.
And see you then.